Hello and welcome to the Lesser Known Unreals Animals podcast.
This is Ruby.
And I'm Duncan. And each week we use story cubes to tell a story about an animal that one of us brings to the table. And the story is completely made up. In fact, it's dictated by the pictures on the dice. And there are 9 dice. Don't forget too, we've got a Facebook group, Lesser Known Unreal Animals. We'd love you to join. Also, if you love this podcast, can you recommend it to a buddy? We'd love you to do that.
Yep.
And give us a rating. All right, Ruby, what is today's magical animal?
A wormsipus.
What is a wormsipus?
A worm with 8 heads.
Wouldn't that be called an octoworm?
No, it's a wormsipus.
Right, why does a worm have 8 heads?
Well, so that I can see in many different directions.
Ah, okay. So this worm has eyes.
Yep.
You know, regular worms don't have any eyes.
I know.
So you're saying this worm have 8 heads, and how many eyes on each of those heads?
That would be 2, 4...
16.
16!
Okay, all right. Ruby, grab the... I'm grabbing the dice. You know what to do.
Let your imagination run wild! We've got a sea, we've got like a sea serpent lady.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We have a toy, like a toy horse type thing.
Okay, yeah, rocking horse.
Yeah, a rocking horse. We got a troll mine. No.
It's a dwarf miner.
Yeah, a dwarf miner. And we got...
Knapsack.
Next stack on a stick.
Yep.
We have a bale of hay in one of those carts.
Yeah.
We have...
No, spit roast.
Yep, a spit roast.
Delicious.
Yep. We have...
A tiara.
A tiara. We have a pirate ship. And we have a troll.
Okay, tell me a story of the wormsipus.
This is how the first person found out about the wormsipus.
Okay, go for it.
Well, they were all sailing on a pirate ship boat.
Okay, who was the captain of the pirate ship boat?
A dwarf miner.
Ah, yes, the fabled dwarf miner pirate ship. Okay, go on.
Anyways, then the sea started to rumble and thumble, and the dwarf miner got his
knapsack.
Yeah, knapsack on a stick, and jumped overboard. Underwater, he saw an evil serpent lady.
Ooh, what happened then?
Then he swam to the bottom of the sea and found out that he could breathe.
What?
Yep.
There's a lot of people who swim underwater and find out they can breathe. FYI, humans, you can't breathe underwater unless you've got special breathing devices.
Yep. And he found this giant horse-type thing.
Hold on, back up a second. There was a giant sea monster lady. And yep. He just swam by him. The sea monster lady didn't do anything.
Well, she had. She did see something else. She saw. She saw something delicious known as.
Oh, spit roast. Of course. Yep. I mean, listen, this is important. If you're a dwarf miner on a pirate ship and you grab your lunchbox to jump into the ocean and you do see a sea monster, be sure to start up a barbecue for them because they get distracted. Nobody can resist. Delicious barbecue. And that's what happened with the sea monster. And so swam by it and got to what?
And got to this giant horse-shaped castle type thing.
It was Rocking Horse Sea Castle.
Uh-huh.
Tell me a little bit about Rocking Horse Sea Castle.
Well, on the inside, everybody knows that horses love hay. So they got a hay bale in a cart.
Underwater.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so this dwarf person jumps out of the pirate ship, swims by the underwater sea monster after making a barbecue for it, finally gets into the castle where there's a whole bunch of hay for horses to eat, which coincidentally is the shape of the castle, a rocking horse
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
Well, and then the dwarf miner sees this beautiful tiara on top of a worm with 8 heads and eyes.
What?
Yep.
The wormsipus is wearing a magical tiara.
Not all the wormsipuses are, only their queen Alpha.
Right, okay. So the queen wears the tiara, but the other ones don't. So that's how you can tell the queen head. It looks different because it's got a tiara on.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the dwarf miner runs through, and all these wormsipuses are just crowding around. And the wormsipus starts to speak like this.
Okay. And what's that saying?
That's saying, attention every wormsipus under this sea. Some people have tried to steal us, so I have called in my trusty troll bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. How does the dwarf pirate react?
The dwarf pirate is very surprised, and then the troll spies the dwarf off the dwarf pirate and goes, ugh, and the dwarf pirate runs for it.
Wow.
I know.
Don't mess with a wormsipus because they all have bodyguards.
Now.
Troll bodyguards. That's a huge story. Thanks for telling it, Ruby.
You're welcome.
Hey, don't forget, if you love the podcast, please tell your friends about it.
This has been
Duncan and
Ruby.
Also, join us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. All right.
Yes, we would.
We'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From Ruby.
And Duncan.